Happy Friday. We're into our first week of April. It's going to be an incredible month. Wonderful things are happening. So fortunate and grateful for the lovely life and world we live in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Something really wonderful is happening to me. I can feel it. Let's just start by taking in 3 deep breaths. Relax and let go. Second, even deeper breath in. Breathe in any tension, worries, or concern. And as you exhale, release and let go. Third and even deeper breath in, yeah. Squeeze your fingers, squeeze your toes, tense up your body, release and let go. Just imagining now that you're dipping into your favorite hot tub or your warm mineral spring. As you submerge yourself into the warm water, you are effortlessly relaxed, bringing all your attention to the point between your eyebrows. Tuning in to the life force within you that is you. Opening your heart. Connecting with one another psychically. All kind of are getting to know each other. Adam, Celeste, Marlene, Seamus, and Stacy. Every time I open my eyes, I see Stacy's daughter with her hands up, sending me Shakti Pod, sending me love. And just take a minute to connect with one another and send each other love. Just connect psychically. Just reaffirm that you're here to show up as your best self, your most loving self, for the benefit of the whole. So we all may experience more love than we've experienced all week, all day. And we may come together in love for the benefit of all humanity. We can bring our hands together in prayer. To thee, O Lord, I devote my life. I pray to be thy servant, to fulfill divine potential for thy glory. Please make me a pure vehicle for your love, light, and wisdom. Please use this mind-body vehicle as a pure vehicle for your love, light, and wisdom. Think through me, speak through me, act through me. How may I serve thee? How may I serve thee? I give you my wants, my troubles, my needs, my concerns, my worries, my doubts. I give you my opinions, judgments, and positionalities. I ask, how may I serve? How may I serve? To thee, O Lord, I pray, I ask, please give me the wisdom, the strength, and the courage to fulfill my destiny, to let go of the ego's will so I may be guided by the divine will, so I may be a light in the darkness, so I may be a point of hope, inspiration, and faith for others, so that if it be God's will, that I am a beacon, a vehicle to uplift the consciousness of humanity, so all of humanity can live a more peaceful, happy, free life. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just take a deep breath in and just take a moment in silence to tune in to the vortex of love. As we move into April, boy, March was a long month. We're moving into April, and our new temporary lifestyles are becoming a little bit more normal for us. Things are settling down. A lot of people in the world right now are experiencing scarcity. They're in fear. They're the opposite of in a prosperous mindset or an abundant state. You know, they're in a closed off state. They're in the energy of no, 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 instead of yes, yes, yes. You know, things are changing. Things are happening. Some people are going to come out of it better, and some people are going to come out of it worse. Better and worse is all an opinion. It's not real anyways. But I have to use language, right, for the convenience of demonstrating my points. So we all want to make sure that we come out of this change that's occurred in the world, you know, better than we went in. And to be prepared for, you know, the reality is we're going to have a new economy. You know, it's probably going to be going down for a little while instead of up like it has for the last almost decade or however long it's been. People are going to be in more fear than ever before. Take a deep breath in. And it's going to give people like everybody on the call to be in a greater state of gratitude and love than ever before. It's going to give everybody that's hearing these words a greater chance to serve, to be of greater service to your neighbors, to your friends, to your family, to your community. You know, by being a leader. By stepping up into a leadership role into your life, by leading your life. Your life, your prosperity has nothing to do with outside circumstances. It might have something to do, but it really has nothing to do with the quote economy. What's your personal economy going to be? You know, all the resources and wealth and money in the world is still there. It's just being managed different. So, you know, your personal economy, how do we, you know, maintain a growing or at least staying the same for a little while personal economy without going down? How do we thrive in these times of uncertainty and chaos? So So I'm going to give you these five pillars that I think will be helpful. And I know that I don't have them all dialed in all the time to the best of my ability. And it's unlikely that any of us do. And so the number one pillar is the big picture. What is your big picture? Even beyond this lifetime. The big picture is that you have not only heard of enlightenment, but to some degree, you're pursuing enlightenment. You are the luckiest of humans. Buddha said, rare is it to be born human. Rarer still to have heard an enlightenment, and rarer still to seek it, and rarest to attain it. And although there's nothing to attain, but just to reach the point of enlightenment. But it is guaranteed for you. Why would you be here in a class learning to develop yourself to your highest potential if that was not your destiny? Take a deep breath in. So the big picture carries over from this lifetime to the next, and to the next, and to the next. And this is where karma and free will becomes pretty important. The free will, we for the most part want to transcend the free will for divine will. But if there's a place where free will comes in handy, it's to make your choices and really how you choose to think, how you choose to be. You choose to do the thing because it's easy, but is not an integrity, or do you choose to do the thing that might be appear a little more challenging or difficult, but is an integrity? In life, when you do the things that are hard, your life will be easy. When you do the things that are easy, your life will be hard. Take a deep breath in. So to get the big picture, to truly get the big picture is even beyond this lifetime. The big picture is to elevate our consciousness as high as possible. So if not to enlightenment, to salvation, to 540 unconditional love, if not to unconditional love, to love at 500. Doesn't matter if you don't know what those numbers mean, but just to a state of love, to a state that is beyond your mind. That's the big picture above being rich, being able to retire, having a successful business, having whatever it is, the big picture is to be the absolute best person you can be, the most loving person you can be. Like, think of saints, Christian saints. I guess nobody would probably jump at the chance to wear a robe and to be beaten by the church and to be treated terribly by the organization you serve, like so many saints were, but not really talking about that part of it. I'm just talking about the love that they had for the divine, the absolute reverence they had that filled their life with so much love that nothing mattered other than that. There's no glory in that. There's no like gold medal or championship ring, or you're doing it simply for the sake of love, simply because your life is filled with complete peace and freedom. So I really would like to think that that's the ultimate big picture. The ultimate big picture is even beyond this lifetime. But then we certainly can, what's the big picture of this lifetime as well? What's the big vision? What direction are you headed in? This is how we become leaders in our lives, by knowing where we're going. A deep breath in. So where are you going? What direction are you taking in it? And it is taking you, is it taking you to your big vision? Is it taking you to your highest self? Take a deep breath in. The second is the path, right? The path is straight and narrow, stay the course. Path is straight and narrow, stay the course. This is specifically referring to your spiritual journey, but nonetheless, it holds true for the whole journey. You may veer off and come back to the path, but why not just stay on the path? You know, sometimes you, because you're ignorant of it in the past, you know, I've definitely gotten off the path only to get back on it and only to realize, geez, why didn't I just stay on the path? And so what's the path? Well, to some degree, you have to have a plan, right? You have to know where you're going. You have to know, you have to have the big vision to guide you, you know, your North Star to guide you. The big vision is like the North Star. You have that. So then you always know how to make decisions when you're walking the path. You know, does this lead me towards my goal? Does this harm anybody? And if it's yes, no, then you can move forward pretty effortlessly. So you want to shape your path, right? It's like as you go through your day, is the path you on leading you towards your big vision? And what are the milestones and checkpoints along the way on the path? You know, when I do this, I'll have a whiteboard behind me and I'll draw the success arrow, you know, from one diagonal end of the paper and up. And again, it's like if you want to make $1 million and $1 million at the top of the arrow, the path is straight and narrow. You may go off it, you may go all over, but, you know, first you hit your $100,000 milestone, your 250 milestone, your half a million milestone, your $1 million milestone. And maybe it goes like that, or maybe it just goes right to a million. But the point is, the line is straight. The path is straight. What you need to do has been laid out before you by others that have gone before you. It's not a mystery. You know, there's absolute ways to win the money game. I'm not the master in the world to tell you that, but it's like saving 10% of your income, paying yourself first. As soon as you get paid, the first thing you do is take 10, 20, or 30% out. Not to save it, but to use it to purchase investments that will make you money. So you put your money to work for you. That path is straight and narrow. Like, that is how people build wealth. The majority of people, like poor and middle class people, buy liabilities. Rich and wealthy people buy assets. Assets make you money. Liabilities cost you money. Take a deep breath in. So make no mistake about it. The path is straight and narrow. Stay the path. And shift your self-identity. Create a new self-image. If we had the self-image of what we wanted to have in our life, we'd already have what we have in our life. But because of childhood traumas, because of, you know, it's not really because of anything, but because of issues of unworthiness, not being good enough, not having enough confidence, you know, self-sabotaging habits, all these are part of our identity, of our self-identity, of our self-image. How do you see yourself? And how do you see yourself as the best version of yourself? You know, what's the difference? Does the best version of yourself walk different, carry themselves different, talk different? Do they have a different physique or a different body type? Do they wear different shoes? Who do they spend time with? A deep breath in. Now, so just take a moment and be honest with yourself about your self-image. You know, think about your big vision. Think about where you're going, you know. And think about your self-image. And start creating a new self-image. We often end with a visualization of seeing the best version of yourself at the end of the year. You know, I'll see myself wearing nicer clothes. I always like to have money in my wallet, you know, if I can, you know, a few $100s or more. Maybe tucked away, maybe not, but that's like, you know, my grandpa always used to pull out a big roll of money, you know, he'd hit 10 grand on him at any given time. And I don't know if I see myself doing that, but that's a self-image I'd like to have. I mean, why not? Why not have 10 grand on you if you can and it's not uncomfortable in your pocket? And maybe that's not it. Maybe you see yourself as a monk. I don't see myself that way either, you know. How do you see yourself? And how does it match up with the best version of yourself? Take a deep breath in. And the fourth is leap of faith. This is probably one of the most important. It's probably one of my favorites. I just remember a story of a mentor. It was a friend and a mentor of mine. I was good friends with his daughter. And Steve is his name. He's, you know, the father of a daughter I was really close with. Still am friends with the family. And he truly did mentor me. And he was telling me about a construction business that he had. I mean, they did really well with this construction business. And he was telling his friend one day the story about it or whatever. And his friend said, "Oh, you just fell into that business." And his response was, "Yeah, but if I wasn't walking on the edge of the cliff, I never would have fallen into it." And it's like, something clicked. I learned a lesson in there that I'll never forget, you know. You have to be willing to jump without a parachute, without a net, without anybody there to catch you. You have to be willing to jump. You have to be willing to let go of your safety nets. You have to be willing to let go of feeling safe. You have to trust in a power greater than yourself. One day I'm going to play the Steve Harvey video for you. Steve Harvey's got a great video on that. You gotta jump. It's like I just almost want to spend the next 15 minutes saying you gotta jump. There's going to come times in your life where you're going to be given the opportunity to jump. You're going to be given, you can't hold on to something in the past, or you can't hold on to like a bar, or that you have to fully jump out of the airplane with no parachute in peace, knowing that you're going to land and be perfectly fine. You can prepare all you want for this. You can wait to the perfect day to jump out of an airplane without a parachute is never going to come. It's never going to be perfect. It's never just going to be right. You're never I don't want to say never you're going to have the extra money laying around, but chances are it's not like that. You know, you have to jump. Deep breath in. I'm sure I've made my point, but I'm thinking of other stories to tell, you know, the I've used this before, but Last Crusades, the Indiana Jones and the Last Crusades, when Sean McConaughey or Sean James Bond, I can't believe I don't remember his name, the original James Bond. It was his dad, Indiana Jones' dad, and they were looking for the, I don't think it was the Lost Ark, it was the cup that Jesus drank from. And to get to where it was, they had to walk across a bridge that they couldn't see. They had to take that faith, that leap of faith. There's this story in the Bible about Jesus and his disciples, and they go out into the boat, into the sea, going from town to town, and Jesus is sleeping. I just have such a funny picture of this in my mind. Jesus is somehow sleeping in this wood rowboat, you know, while they're going through the storm, and it's like the boat's going to start falling apart. And his disciples wake him up and say, you know, my Lord, my Lord. And he says, ye, you have so little faith. You know, you gotta have faith in a power greater than yourself. The person you are today, right? You're to build that new self-image, to build that more confident, unstoppable self-image is gonna have to jump. Okay. And the fifth is the spiritual warrior, you know, becoming the spiritual warrior. You know, the warrior, my favorite definition of warrior is simply somebody who finishes what they start and finishes strong. You know, that has gotten me through more workouts in my life than I can tell you. You know, I've been working out for 30 years and I still want to quit. Almost every day, especially now during the quarantine. So I have to remind myself that a warrior finishes what he starts almost daily. And a spiritual warrior, one that has made spiritual principles, that's what he's dedicated his life to. You know, achieving success, achieving life success through spiritual principles. Prosperity, peace, joy, you know, prosperity, being rich, all of those things. I mean, I'm all about money. I have no problem with money, but money is the last of that on that list. It's on the list, but it's the least one, right? Having a family that you love and enjoy and being able to spend time with them, having a partner, or, you know, a wife, a husband that you love, enjoy, you're a great team, life works for you. Having friends in your life or family in your life whose companies you really enjoy. You know, I would just be happy living somewhere away from people, mostly surrounded by pet animals, you know, goats, pigs, ducks, chickens, dogs. I mean, that's what's on my goal sheet. That's my big vision, you know. I'm not saying I don't want people around. Take a deep breath in. So the spiritual warrior is willing to rely on something bigger than himself, you know, to have a mission bigger than himself and to rely on a power greater than themselves. The spiritual warrior isn't afraid to jump. The spiritual warrior isn't afraid of challenges. The spiritual warrior doesn't give up when things get tough. The spiritual warrior has mastered his mind and his emotions. So he does what needs to be done, whether they feel like doing it or not. You know, I keep using sort of more of a male sort of pronoun, but I don't mean to. You know, it's, and you know, the spiritual is the yin aspect of the warrior, where the warrior is the yang. It's, you know, spiritual work is much more of a yin energy of an allowing, of accepting and allowing and going with the flow. The warrior is the more yang. He's steadfast and strong with where he puts his focus and in the direction he's going and knowing and doing what needs to be done to get there. Take a deep breath in. These are five pillars of the Sandercot method to become unstoppable. And, you know, these five pillars also have, you know, areas, modules, which you guys have heard before, like, you know, knowing your goals, making a plan, working the plan. You know, how, what area in your life, what skills do you need to learn? What habits do you and actions do you need to start taking? Optimizing your environment, optimizing your physical environment, usually most important, your social environment, who you spend time with. Who, you know, take a deep breath in. And these pillars, these foundations of success are pretty much valuable to anybody, no matter what it is you're doing, whether it's starting a business, excelling at your profession, at your, you know, your job, employment, whether it's being a mother or a father, a friend. Take a deep breath in. We talk about the North Star, and we talked about the big picture. And so ultimately, the big picture and the North Star above all things are love. We want love to lead and guide our life. The spiritual warrior follows love. You take the leap of faith, not because of fear of, but because of love, right? So somebody might jump because they're afraid of, if they keep doing what they're doing, they're going to end up miserable, and that's okay too. But really, we want to love. We want to jump for love. We want to jump because we know that we will be caught, and we know that what lies after the jump is glorious and wonderful and will give us the opportunity to love even more. You know, we shift our identity not to become better than anybody else. We shift our identity into becoming the most humble, compassionate, and grateful person we could be. You know, successful people are often very humble. Success is a progressive realization of a worthy ideal. So when I say that, when I say success, I'm offering, picturing lots of wealthy people that I met working in Los Angeles. I often was working for as a bartender, but they were always so gracious. They're always, you know, they never took credit for their success. They were very humble. Like, I know some Christian people that are really big on Jesus and Christianity and loving God, and not in like a bad way at all, but I mean, they're some of the most generous, gracious people, and they've had tremendous success in their life, and they take no personal credit of their own for it. walking the path. It's not easy to walk the path. It's not easy to not drink and party with your friends. It's not easy to get caught up in the crowd. It's not easy to say, well, everybody else is doing it, so it's okay if I'm doing it too. Staying on the path takes discipline. And the big picture, so few are willing to dream. So few people are willing to even think about their goals and big goals and end of life goals, you know, let alone thinking about into the next lifetime, right? But you are. You've learned the importance of these pillars. There's no going back now. Take a deep breath in. Let's just open our hearts. Let's just imagine breathing love and light into our hearts and exhaling it and sharing it with the group and just creating a nice vortex of love, breathing in, sharing the love. And let's just go into silence and let's just be in the love. Let's just be the love. Let's let go of any thoughts, any desires, and let's just merge into the oneness that we all are. And as we sit in silence, the more open you are to receive, the more you will receive. Deep breath in. See in your mind's eye this new self-image of your best self. Now it's December 31st, 2020. You just had the best year of your life, personally, professionally, and spiritually. You feel better than you ever have before. More peace, more joy, more love, humility, and compassion. Personally, you have a better group. You're surrounded by a better group of people, of friends, associates, and business partners than you've ever been before. You know, professionally, you're excelling at your career. Your business is taking off. Your health and fitness is as best it's ever been. You eat healthy, live foods. Your body is lean and strong. Your immune system is powerful. Your relationship with your partner, spouse, and children is better than it's ever been. You've surrendered, let go, and released more than you've ever released before in your life. Shining brighter than you've ever shined. It's like when something really exciting or good happens to you, or like you're on vacation. It's like that's your energy every day. Like you're on vacation in the most beautiful place ever, having the best time. Like that's your everyday life and energy. Imagine that. Just always at a 9. All that you need is effortlessly provided. Including the answers, the finances, the people, the guidance. You are on the path to fulfilling your big picture of being your best self. You've taken the leaps of faith. You are a spiritual warrior. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Give thanks as if it's already happened, as if it is. Take a moment to send a blessing of love and light to your parents, your life partner, your children, friends and family, co-workers, neighbors, community. Your pets and animal friends. And let's just send love out to all the hospitals in the world, all the nurses and doctors and all the people in that field, all the patients, all the loved ones of patients, to the Congress, to the Senate, the president, to the prime ministers and leaders of other countries, to CEOs, to the most corrupt and evil people you can imagine. Send them the most love. May you live a long, joyful, prosperous, healthy life filled with peace, prosperity, opportunities to serve, to give, to spread the love, and fulfill your divine potential for the glory of God. Oh. ahead and clap your hands, rub that vigorously, creating heat and friction. Go ahead and palm your eyes, it feels good. Slowly breathing, your eyes open. Noticing how you feel, maintaining that meditative state for a moment. Good job. I think I'm going to stop the recording. Do you want to stop the cloud recording?